那每一次呢，我们这个圣餐主日，我们的时间都稍微会拖得比较长。
Every communion Sunday, it looks like we have a longer procedure to go through.
那时间稍微长一点，那今天呢，我的志愿是我们准时结束。
So today my goal is to end on time.
就算我没讲完也要停。
I may not be able to finish, but we have to end on time.
因为我在想，耶稣来的时候就是这样子了。
So I'm thinking when Jesus comes, it will be like this.
我每一次跟小孩子说，时间到了，请你把电脑关掉。
Each time when I talk to the children, saying time is up, please close your computer.
然后每一次都是同样的答案 ，wait.
Every time I get the same answer, wait.
就在等等的时候，有时候我忘了，他一等就是等一个小时多。
And sometimes I forget, and then that wait becomes 1 hour.
当耶稣来的时候，你不可能跟耶稣说 wait.
When Jesus comes, it's not possible to say to Jesus that to please wait.
所以今天呢，大家放心信息到了某个时间的时候就会停。
So today, be rest assured, I will stop at a certain moment.
我们看我们今天的经文。
Let's look at the scripture.
是在这个启示录第十九章十一节开始。
So Revelation chapter 19, let's start from verse 11.
我们等一下一起会来读哈。那我们今天呢，我主要跟大家讲的就是耶稣再来。
Today I'm going to share about Jesus' second coming.
他再来的时候有七件事情要发生。
There are 7 events that will occur when he comes.
特别是从这个启示录十九章的十一节到二十章末。
So it's described in chapter 19, verse 11 to chapter 20, verse 10 or 11-ish.
我们先来把十一节十九章的十一节念到十六节。
Let's read the scripture of the verse 11 to 16.
已经有经文预备好的我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
我观看见天开了，有一个已经来。他这怎么这一串都要按着公义，他的眼睛都有，他的头上许多花，有的有水的。除了自己没有人知道的。在这是一个有利剑从他口里出来，可以击败列国，他又解开这是一个都知道，在他的衣裳万王之王，万主之主。好，到这里有一部电影叫这个中文翻译成戒指王。
There's a movie, The Lord of the Rings.
第二集的时候是这个讲到这个双塔骑兵，是不是
So the second movie in the series is the name is the Twin Towers.
那我很久以前差不多快十年前回马来西亚的时候看过。
I watched this movie about 10 years ago when I went back to Malaysia.
那很多的景这个荧幕我都不记得了，但是有一个景象我特别记得很深。
I forgot most of the details, but there's one scene I remember very vividly.
就是这个双塔骑兵的最后一幕。
So it is about the last scene.
看得清楚吗？看不清楚。他最后一幕的时候，他是一个大征战
So the last scene describes about a big war.
它是一个非常有戏剧性的一幕。
It's a very dramatic one.
在这里呢，是个邪恶跟正义在那幽暗的山谷底那里征战我不需要灯
The war was between the righteousness and evil at the bottom of the dark valley.
他们在征战的时候，邪恶好像要胜打胜了啊。
While they were fighting, seems like evil was going to win.
然后发生什么事？
What happened next?
在山坡上有出现一个骑白马的。
On top of the hill, and someone appeared riding on a white horse.
Gandol 出现了啊。
And
不是 Kendall, 是 Gandol.
Gandol appeared, not our youth pastor Kendall.
啊，他忽然间出现啊。
He suddenly appeared.
然后他出现的时候，他就带着一批的这个军队往下冲，是不是
？Along with him, there's an army of the soldiers riding on white horses.
他带着这个正义的一方往下冲打，去攻打那邪恶的这个军队。
He was representing the righteous side and coming down to fight the evil army.
那他快到山底的时候，又有一件事情发生。
When he was about to reach the valley, and another thing happened.
这时候，在他背后的这个山，这个太阳忽然间照下来了啊。
Behind him, and sun suddenly shone on the valley.
啊，就是这样的一个很奇特的一幕。
Was a very magical scene.
然后就把这个敌方把他打败了。
And evil was defeated.
好，可以开灯了啊。
Let's turn on the lights.
当我们今天读这段经文的时候
，Today when we read these passages，
你看得到你看到的那第十九章的这个第十一节，那里就讲到说，我观看见天开了，有一匹白马。
Verse 11 says, I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse.
我要你们了解一件事情，就是在这之前呢。在第六章十二节的时候，经文讲到说，当天这个羔羊开那个第六印的时候，我又看见地大地震，日头变黑像毛布，满月变红像雪。
So I want to bring us to remember in chapter 6, verse 12, I watched as he opened the sixth seal, there was a great earthquake.The sun turned black like a sackcloth made of gold hair. The whole moon turned bloody red.
你知道那个启示录里面有六七印七号七王到了这个第六印的时候，就出现了日头变黑的这个景象。
Revelation talked about the many sevens, seven seals, seven trumpets, So when the sixth seal was opened, it talks about the sun turned dark.And moon turned red, bloody red.
来到第九章，第九章讲到是那个天使吹号，吹到第五号的时候，那第五位天使吹号，我就看见有一个星从天落在地上，有无底坑的钥匙赐给他，他开了无底坑，便有烟从坑里往上冒，好像大火炉的烟，日头和天宫都因这烟昏暗了。
In chapter 19, it talks about the fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from the sky to the earth. The star was given the key to the shaft of the abyss. When he opened the abyss, smoke rose from it like the smoke from a gigantic furnace. The sun and sky were darkened by the smoke from the abyss.
也不单是第六印后面讲到说日头变黑，第七那个。吹号的时候，吹到第五号的时候，那个日头跟天空都昏暗了。
So the fifth seal talks about the sun was darkened, and the fifth trumpet talks about and the sky was darkened by the smoke from the abyss.
当我们来到第十六章的时候，那第五位天使把碗倒在兽的座位上，兽的国就黑暗了。
When we come to chapter 16, verse 10.The fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was plunged into darkness.
第六七印七号跟七碗到最后的时候，都是描写到我们的整个世界到最后一个结快到结局的那个光景，就是黑暗的一个光景。
The seven seals, seven trumpets, seven kings were talking about the event near the end of the time.
那马太福音二十四章也讲的类似的一个形容，在二十九节那里说，那些日子的灾难一过去，日头要变黑，月亮也不放光，众星要从天上坠落，天使都要震动。
In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 29, it talks about similar description. Immediately after the distress of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken.
三十节就说，那时人子的兆头要显在天上。
In verse 30, it says, at that time, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the nations of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory.
当那时一片黑暗的时候，在天上，我们要看见有一个人子要出现。
So when in all that darkness, we'll see the man, the of sun will appear riding on a white horse.
所以你在这十九章十一节那里说，我看见天开了。
So in chapter 19:11 talks about I see the sky, the heaven standing open.
就像那个电影一样，《The Lord of the Rings》，有很多人说它是根据圣经里面一些的细节来写它的剧情的啊，就好像在那时候在征战到黑暗的一个地步的时候，忽然间天开了，有光照下来，我们的人子耶稣基督来了。
Like described in the portrayed in the Lord of the Rings the movie, many people say, the movie was written following the hints from the Bible. It talks about when in that darkness, the one riding on a white horse show on the mountain top.
所以耶稣再来的末后的七件事情呢，第一件就是耶稣再来。
So in the end time, when Jesus coming again, the first event is Jesus' second coming.
耶稣要再来。
Jesus will come back.
你看这段经文呢，它描写了耶稣基督用很多不同的名字啊。他首先说骑在马上的是称为那诚信真实的。
So in this passages, it talks about many names of Jesus. First, it says the one riding on the white horse. It has a name of a faithful and true.
他是那一位诚信真实的，为什么在这里强调？他说天开了，有一匹白马骑在马上的，称为诚信真实，他是那真实的。
So here says, heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse whose rider is called faithful and true.
他也是那信实的。
And he's a faithful and he's true.
为什么在这里特别强调诚信真实
？Why?Is it emphasizing faithful and true in this passage?
在彼得前后书那里有讲到说，在末后的日子，人就开始怀疑，然后耶稣要来，为什么都还不来？那么久了还不来，他到底是不是真实的？很多人就讥笑啊，耶稣怎么可能还会再来？当他来的时候，他的名要成为那诚信真实的。
In Peter's first and second Peter talk about at the end time, people become anxious, and they were wondering whether Jesus would come back again. There was a lot of confusion, and so here talks about when Jesus comes back again, his name is faithful and true.
我们今天也是同样的，我们很少会谈耶稣再来，很多人会觉得我们是不是头脑有问题啊？谈这个耶稣再来的事情，哪里有可能啊？耶稣不但是没有办法证明，你还说他要再来。
Nowadays, it's rarely talked about people rarely talk about Jesus' second coming, and they may think there's something wrong with your mind and brain, and is it even possible for Jesus to come again?
但是就在那一个黑夜里头，在第十一节那一天，天要开，我们那一个真实诚信的主要来。
So in verse 11, it told us.Just on that night, that a very dark night, heaven standing open, and Jesus will come again on the right horse.
他要做什么？ 他要审判。
What was he going to do? He was going to judge.
他要审判。
He will judge.
我们要思考一下审判的审判这个字是什么意思。
Let's think about what the meaning is for the word judgment, judge.
今天我们对审判这个字呢有一个我们现代人的一个理解，我们认为说就像一个法官穿着黑袍子然后坐在上面告诉说你有罪你没罪这样子的审判。
Our understanding of a judgment is an image of a judge wearing black robes sitting in the room and trying to judge what is right, what is wrong.
但是犹太人对这个审判有一个更深的一个观念。
But Jews have a deeper understanding for the meaning of judgment.
审判就是要恢复神的这个规则。
Judgment means to restore God's order.
就像我刚刚讲的故事，师母不在的时候，我们家里就开始有点乱了，大家就开始懒散起来了，然后就没规则了。
So similar to the story I shared in the very beginning when I was talking to the children, when my wife was not at home and we became so relaxed and became lazy and the house became a mess.
这只是比喻，当然我在家我还会维持秩序啊。
This is just an analogy, and for sure, I am the one keeping the order in the house.
你想象没有大人在那里，小孩子能够维持多久呢？慢慢就失去了这个规则，然后。刚开始大家都觉得很自由很好玩。
Let's imagine a household with kids running it without adults around. In the beginning, there was so much freedom, so much fun, but gradually it became chaos.
那我家里四个小孩，他们在那里开始的时候就各自为主。
I have four kids, and in the beginning of when my wife was not at home, and they were in charge of themselves.
我再说这是比喻哈，不要问他们是多糟哈。我的意思是说，当父母都不在的时候，他们都要各自为主的时候，最终会怎么吵起来的
？So this is just an analogy. That's not reality. Please don't check with them whether this is actually happened. What I want to say is, when the children were in charge, in the beginning seemed to be okay, but then gradually, what would happen? They would fight and quarrel with each other.
那老大有老大的这个秩序，老幺有老幺的秩序，他们都不一样的秩序，然后他们在那边就争着说应该是要怎么样的一个秩序。
The oldest one has his own rules and what he has in mind about his order. The youngest one has his own mind about what should be the rules. So those two sets are not necessarily the same. Then they will come to the point they will quarrel and fight.
不管是哪一个的秩序都是不成熟的秩序，都在那里他们在那里争夺。
No matter whose rule sets they belong to, and they are not the perfect rule sets. So they are fighting for something that's not perfect.
总算昨天妈妈回来了。
Finally, mom came back home yesterday.
把家里该有的秩序规则。
The house was brought back to order.
所以当他讲到说审判官来的时候，而神来审判的时候，不是只是一个负面的意思。
So when here talks about when the judge comes, this is not a negative.
那你看到整个社会、整个世界的秩序，这个规则已经乱成一团。
When you look at the world now, it's in such a confusion, chaos. There's no order.
人的心是自我中心。
Everyone's heart is very self-centered.
当基督再来的时候，
When Jesus comes back again,
他要把那规则、那秩序重新的恢复。
He will restore the order when he comes back again.
所以对犹太人来说，当审判官耶稣基督来的时候，是一个大好的消息。
So for Jews, when the judge comes back again, it is great news.
在以赛亚书第二章那里就说，他必在列国施行审判，他为许多国民断定是非。
In Isaiah chapter 2, it talks about he will judge the nations and judge right and wrong for all nations.
你在大家庭里面，你就会知道，大的说我对，小的说我对，然后两边混乱的不同一团，然后你就很难分辨是非。
In a large family, you could understand the oldest one says I am right. The youngest one says, I am right. So it, there's a lot of confusion and chaos.
通常父母就说不管谁对谁错、啊、
In most cases, parents would say, no matter who is right or wrong.
然后就要按着父母的意思做。但是小孩子不管谁对谁错，他们心里还是不服。
And the parents would give orders and to follow parents' order. But even though such the case, children will not feel assured and they will not be convinced.
对，当耶稣基督来的时候，他所带来的是要恢复整个世界的秩序。
So when Jesus comes back again, he will restore the order of the whole world.
他们要将刀打成犁头，他们要将枪打成镰刀，这国不再举刀攻击那国，他们不再学习战士。
So it will turn the weapons into something used for serving the for working in the land.
那要来审判的基督要将他那神圣的秩序，将他那正直的规则带到世上。
Jesus will bring the righteous, the perfect rules, and restore them in the world.
所以你看到这世上不但只是当到时候日头变黑，整个社会的这个人的这个气氛，整个光景也都是黑漆的啊。但神的光，基督的那正义的光，再来的时候要恢复整个世界的秩序。
At the end, not only the skies were turned dark, and the world, people's heart, and the order were all in chaos. When Jesus comes, he will bring the light and shine in the world.
这是第一件事情，第一件事情，耶稣基督要再来。
This is the first event, which is that Jesus will come back.
第二件事情是什么呢？
What's the second event?
第二件事情在17节到21节。
The second event is described in Verse 17 to 21.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
17节，我又看见一位天使站在日头中，向天空碎黑的大声说，你们聚集来赴神的大宴席，可以吃君王和将军的肉，壮士和马和圣马。我看见那兽和地上的君王，并他们的众军都聚集，都要。那兽被擒拿，但在兽面前擒。当基督再来的时候，所有敌对基督的要受审判。
When Jesus comes back again, all those who are against Jesus will be judged.
在十七节他说，我又看见有一位天使站在日头中，向天空的飞鸟说，你们聚集来赴神的大宴席。神的什么大宴席？就是这一批所有敌对神的人将要被杀死。那些鸟就要成为那些鸟的宴席。
In verse 17, it talks about, I saw an angel standing in the sun who cried in a loud voice to all the birds flying in the mid-air, come, gather together for the great supper of the God. So what would happen back then, when that time comes, is Jesus will judge those who are against him, and those who are against him will turn into the feast for the birds in the sky.
很多人读了这里就说，神为什么那么残忍？
Many people would say why God is so cruel.
但是你也要晓得，神容忍人，在彼得后书说，神看千年如一日，一日如千年，他来的时候还未到，乃是要容忍人，让每个人都悔改。
So in 2 Peter it talks about God views 1,000 years as a day.And thousand years in the world as a day. So God had given chances to the world for people to repent.
但神的忍耐有一天要到终止。
One day God's patience will end.
神的公义要来。
God's righteousness will come.
为什么？因为那些信靠神的人 在地上所期盼神的公义期盼了很久。
Why? Because those who believe in God had been longing for God's righteousness for a long, long time.
最终整个世界的公义要有一个解决。
At the end, the righteousness issue in the world will be resolved.
而当那时候来临的时候，那一切所有对与神对抗的不服神的不愿意神的那一个创造主的那一个公义临到的时候，他们要向与神对抗。
At that time comes, those who are against God will be fighting against God.
那时候唯一的一个结局对于他们来说就是一个灭亡。
So the only outcome for them would be to die.
这是第二件事情。
So this is the second event.
凡是抵挡基督的那一天要受审。
Those who are against Jesus will be judged.
第三件事情在第二十章。
The third event is recorded in verse 20.
二十章一到三节。
In chapter 20, verse 1 to 3.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
我又看见好，你有没有注意到我们以前读的时候有三个角色，一个是龙就是那撒旦啊，圣经讲得很清楚啊，在这里啊，他就是那撒旦啊魔鬼啊，那他有一个使者，就是在地上的兽啊，是海兽啊，从海里面出来的兽，那个海兽就是抵挡基督的啊，我们叫敌基督。然后还有一个地兽，如果你还记得的话，这个地兽呢是专门来做这个 promotion 的啊，专门做这种啊，中文叫什么 promotion 啊，打广告的啊，所谓的打广告，他替谁打广告呢？替这个海兽打广告，就是要让人所有的人来跟随这个敌基督。所以我们刚刚前面看到耶稣基督一来的时候，在抵挡基督的人受刑的当中，刚刚在这个第二十节那里看到敌基督海兽跟地兽啊，跟假先知都被刑罚了，还剩下谁呀？还剩下魔鬼啊。所以在这里呢，二十几章的一到三节，第三件事情发生什么事呢？就是撒旦要被捆绑。
So in this passages, it talks about the three main characters. It talks about the beast from the sea, and then the beast on the earth, and then the dragon, that old serpent, which is Satan. So it talks about on the earth, and those also the false prophets who were working for the Antichrist.So come to chapter 20, talks about the Satan is seized and thrown into the abyss.
我忘了，我如果忘记的话，就提醒我你要翻译。我们来看一个图。
Let's look at the illustration.
Slide, Kenneth. 好，那在这里呢，我用一个图来来解释一下。
Here I will use a slide to explain what happened.
耶稣第一次再来的时候就开始了这个教会的这个时期。
The first coming of Christ started the church.
教会的时期一直到耶稣第二次再来的时候，耶稣第二次再来之后，就像刚刚十九章的后面那边说，基督再来了之后呢？就有一个千年的国度要实现。
So the church period lasts until the second coming of Christ, And then after that, it talks about there's a thousand year period.
那千年呢，就是在这里，魔鬼被捆绑，不再迷惑列国一千年。
In that thousand years, the Satan was seized and would not deceive the world again.
那千年国之后呢，就有这个新天新地要来。
After the thousand years, they will be coming the new heaven and earth.
这是启示录给我们这个这样的一个图画。
So this is the picture that Revelation showed us.
我知道在外面呢很多不同的解释。
I know there are a lot of descriptions, explanations for this.
我告诉你我的这个版本是对的啊。
I'm telling you that my version is correct.
为什么？我不能说百分之百了哈，百分之九十九啊。为什么？因为你知道使徒约翰写的是写启示录的使徒约翰，他的门徒叫 Polycarp 有另外一个门徒叫 Irenaeus 有写的写书的，他书里面他对末世的概论就是说耶稣要再来，来了之后要立千年的国度在地上。那我在想他既然那么跟那个使徒约翰那么近啊，他的观点应该不会错啊。
So the I believe my version is correct, at least that's 90% correct. Why? Because Paul wrote the Revelation and he has two disciples. Two of them both talked about there's a thousand years and after that there will be a new heaven and earth coming. So they are all along the same theme and so I believe they are correct.
那启示录你这样子念下来的时候，它也是这样子的一个描写，它有先后次序，而且前面跟后面都有一个前后的这个关系。
When we read the Revelation, it also has a timeline, and there is a lot of connection between what's described in the first part and then throughout the Revelation.
所以当我们读的时候，在这十二章的时候，我们看见那龙就是魔鬼从天上被摔下来，那是耶稣第一次再来的时候，神已经在十字架上成就这个救恩。
So when we read the Revelation, the first coming of Christ, and he already overcome death when he resurrected from the cross.
当魔鬼被摔在地上的时候，他知道他自己的日子不多了，他的日这个时间已经定了，他有限，然后他就开始与圣徒来征战，这在十二章讲的。
In chapter 12, we talk about when Satan was thrown onto the earth, and he knew his time was not that long, so he started fighting with the saints on the earth.
这一段时期就是教会的时期，就是魔鬼在与我们的圣徒在征战。
This is a time for the church that Satan is fighting with the saints.
你说我今天怎么会跟魔鬼打仗哈？原来就是我们所谓的属灵的征战，我们有许多的诱惑，我们有许多的这个引诱，叫我们离弃神。
So you may be asking, how are we fighting with Satan?And we can see there are a lot of wars in the spiritual world. And Satan has been fighting, has been trying to tempt us and lure us to stray away from Christ.
彼得前书五章八节就说，魔鬼像如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 talks about Satan was like a roaming beast looking for those who can devour, who he can devour.
哥林多后书也讲到说是世界的王叫把世界的人弄瞎了心眼。
The second Corinthian talks about the kings of this world would just blind those people's heart.
但耶稣基督最终要来。
At the end, but Jesus will come.
要来的时候他就在这个时候就把魔鬼捆绑了。
When he comes back again, he will seize Satan.
他这里他说他把他捆绑之后，把他放在无底坑里，把他捆绑一千年。在这一千年的当中，魔鬼不再能够迷惑任何的人。
In chapter 20, it talks about when he comes back, he will seize the Satan, throw him into the abyss for 1,000 years, and in those 1,000 years, he will not be able to deceive the people again.
啊，所以这是第三件事情。第四件事情是什么呢？第四件事情就是千禧年国了啊。
So that was the third event, and then we come to the fourth event, which is the 1,000 years.
千禧年国是在这个二十章的第四到第六。我们来看一下这段经文。
So in chapter 20, verse 4 to 6, talks about 1,000 years.
一起来念。我又看这个，有就坐在，又有几段话的。最后头一次复活，其余的死人只等到一千年完毕。在头一次复活有份的，有福的，节制的。第二次死在他们身上，他们必。那在这里呢，发现 几件事情呢。这个千年国来的时候，基督在地上掌权。
In the thousand year period, Jesus is reigning the world.
那这跟这个以赛亚书第二章讲的很像。耶稣基督在地上掌权的时候，万国都因着耶稣基督来寻找他，来要他来教导他们要怎么去在地上行事。
So this is similar to what's described in Isaiah chapter 2.Talks about when Jesus comes back again and people are under his reign and seeking his word and guidance.
啊，在这里说有一个复活，就是头一次的复活，就是那一些属神的人在这次时候要复活。
Here it talks about resurrection. The first resurrection are for those who believe in Christ.
他们复活做什么呢？要和基督一同作王。
What do they do after resurrection? They would be with God together and reign the world.
做完一千年。
And 4,000 years.
所以在这段时期呢，一千年里头就再也没有魔鬼的这个困惑啊、迷惑，而基督与他的圣徒一同在做完掌权一千年。
In that 1,000 years, Jesus was reigning the world with his disciples.There was no confusion. There was no deceiving from Satan.
那这是第四件事情啊，千年国。
This is the fourth event, the 1,000 year.
第五件事情是什么
？The fifth event.
我们来看这个第七到第十。
Let's look at verse 7 to 10.
那一千年完了，撒旦必从牢里被释放。出来迷惑地上四方的列国，就是各个和等，他们是聚集，他们人数多如海沙，他们上来便又进。那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里，就是兽和加千日的地。他们必受的也受尽。最后的迷惑
，the last deceivement。
你知道，在这一千年的当中，神还没有把魔鬼完全的丢到火湖里。
In that 1,000 years, Lord did not throw Satan into the lake of sulfur.
人内心里的罪的问题还没有除去。
The problem of a people's heart, which is the problem of sin, was not resolved.
这在这千年的国里头，像一个理想的国度啊。
In that 1,000 years, it's like an ideal kingdom.
每个人在这种理想的生活里头啊，过生活。
Everyone was living an ideal life in this utopia kingdom.
但是不是每一个人都是基督徒
？But not everyone.Is a Christian.
在当中也有生养众多的啊，那些小孩 在当中成长的也都不一定都是基督徒。
There are a lot of people who are growing up and in multitude and that are not Christians.
但是他们在这个国度里头有基督在地上掌权，但是也不都是每个人都接受基督的，就好像美国，我们都在这里生活，但是我们不是每个人都同意美国的这个在做事的事情啊。
During that time, Jesus was reigning the whole world, and many people were living in the same kingdom. They may not believe in what Jesus wants. So, just like similar to like United States, many of us live here.But we may not agree with everything the government decides.
但是这千年国里头有公义，完全的公义。
But in that thousand years, there is righteousness and complete righteousness.
有完美的环境。
Perfect environment.
然后在最后的时候，他说一千年完了之后，神再一次把撒旦从这个监里头释放出来，撒旦出来一迷惑，结果许多人被迷惑了。
At the end of the thousand years, Satan was released, will be released from the abyss, and then he will start deceiving people, and many nations, many people will be deceived.
你晓得，我们今天呢，很多理由就是说我看不到神，看不到耶稣，我看不到那种理想的东西，所以我不能信。但那时候千年国度说这些都不是理由。
So many people say, I cannot see Jesus, I cannot see his action, and I don't see him, I cannot believe him. But in that thousand years, and all of those are not reasons.
那些人亲自经历基督在地上掌权。
Those people personally experience Jesus reigning the whole world.
他们真正的问题不是环境的问题，也不是这个成长的问题。
Their real issue is not the environment, and also their issue are not like the outside factors.
他们童年没有受过创伤。
They did not experience any trauma when they grew up.
他们没有任何的理由，但是罪的问题仍然存在。
They have no reason, but the sin they still a problem.
这说明什么呢？
What does this tell us?
我们若不真实地接受我们的主，我们再好的环境，把我们养成再好的一个人，最后我们的罪的问题仍然存在。
If we are not truly accepting Jesus Christ, it will not address the issue of sin. No matter how good the environment we grow up, we live, but eventually the sin will become the big issue.
你的家可能你提供一个最好的环境，你夫妻的生活，夫妻的关系是十全十美，然后你儿小孩在这环境当中成长的不一定就没事，因为仍然有罪的问题。
So you may have a perfect house, perfect family life, great marriage, and everything was smooth and great, but children growing up in this environment may not be free of the problem of sin.
所以当这个魔鬼神让这个魔鬼最后来这个最后的一个迷惑的时候，许多人就被迷惑了，反过来要与基督争战。
So when Satan is released after that thousand years, during the period of the last deceivement, Satan will deceive so many people and they will start fighting with Jesus' disciples.
这像是一个最后的考试。
This is like the final term exam.
你要经历神的真实的存在吗？我给你经历一千年。
So, are you going to experience the real existence of Christ? You may experience that for a thousand years.
一千年之后，我来一个最后的考试，看你愿不愿意顺从那带领你的基督，还是你要背逆他。
So after the thousand years, the final exam comes.Are you going to follow Jesus who's been leading you or you'll be deceived?
我们看到罪的问题在人的心中是根深蒂固的。
So we see the problem of sin is so deeply rooted in people's heart.
当魔鬼在一次最后的迷惑的时候，就无数的人被迷惑。
When the final deceivement comes, many people will be confused and deceived by that.
所以我们今天不能够去等待我们的环境好转。
So today we cannot wait until our environment, our surroundings become better.
我们需要的是我们耶稣基督的救恩救赎。
We need a salvation and saving grace from Jesus Christ.
在那千年国度里头，在那十全十美理想的环境里头长大人也需要这个救恩。
In that thousand years, during that perfect world, that duration, and people growing up in that time also needs Jesus Christ.
因为罪的问题不是你环境的问题，罪的问题是我们内心的问题。
The issue of sin is not the issue of environment. The issue of sin is the problem with the heart.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，你给我们这个救恩。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this salvation.
很多时候我们看环境的时候，我们总以为是环境的问题，是人，别人的问题。
In many situations, when we look around us, we think the issues are with the environment. We think the issues are with other people.
但是从你的话语当中，我们看到将来，就算人在一个理想、十全十美的环境当中成长的，我们罪的问题仍然在心中。
But from your words, you told us that even in that thousand years of perfect world, environment, everything,And even people growing up in that time still have the issue of sin in their heart.
我们需要你来拯救我们。
We need you to save us.
赐给我们一颗新的心。
Giving us a new heart.
好让我们能够遵行你的话而行。
So we can follow your words.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.